His book out this week. This time we went too far, Truth and Consequences of the Gaza Invasion. The film is also out. It's called American Radical, The Trials of Norman Finkelstein. That does it for our show. If you'd like a copy, go to our website. Happy birthday to Miriam Barnard. I'm Amy Goodman with Sharif Abdul-Quddus. Thanks for joining us.
It's the Alternative Show with Trevor Thomas.
Hello, I'm Trevor Thomas, and you're tuned to KSKQ.org 94.9 FM. Thank you for listening to my show. If you're new, this is a variety show that includes music, old-time radio shows, thought-provoking conversations, metaphysical discourses, skits, news, and more. This week, however, we will be doing away with our normal format, and instead we will be playing a cappella music.
A cappella.
I love a cappella music. For those of you who don't know, a cappella is Italian for in the manner of the church. Group vocal music or singing without instrumental accompaniment. In modern usage, a cappella often referred to an all-vocal group performance of any style, including barbershop, doo-wop, and modern pop rock. Now, I found a number of a cappella bands online, but as of right now, I cannot afford to buy their individual CDs. So instead of illegally downloading their music online, which I would never do, I went and found a number of their songs on YouTube. There's a trade-off, of course, lower sound quality, but less chance for jail time. So unless you would like to make a generous donation to our a cappella music foundation, you'll have to deal with this quality. And if you would like to make a donation, please email me at trevor@kskq.org, and I'll give you our exclusive a cappella-only PayPal account. Or I could be lying. However, I've added some actual songs from legitimate a cappella bands in with the rest, so you've got at least that to look forward to. So, to set the tone, in honor of St. Patrick's Day last week, I'm going to play an a cappella song that reminds us all of why St. Patty's Day is so important. Here's another Irish drinking song, that's the name of the song, by Da Vinci's Notebook.
Gather round, ye lads and lasses, set ye for a while, and hearken to me mournful tale about the Emerald Isle. Let's all raise our glasses high to friends and family gone, and lift our voices in another Irish drinking song. Consumption took me mother and me father got the pox. Me brother drank the whiskey till he wound up in a box. Me other brother in the troubles met with his demise. Me sister has forever closed her smiling Irish eyes.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Kenny was killed in Kilkenny, and Clare, she died in Clare. Tip from Tipperary died out in the Derriere. Shannon jumped into the river, Shannon back in June. Ernie fell into the urn, and Tom is in the tomb. Cleanliness is godliness, me Uncle Pat would sing. He broke his neck a slipping on the bar of Irish Bing. O'Grady, he was 80, though his bride was just a pup. He died upon the honeymoon when she got his Irish up.
Hey! Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Murphy fought with Riley near the cliffs of Old Dunee. He took out his shillelagh and he stabbed him in the spleen. When crazy Uncle Mike thought he was a leprechaun, but in fact he's just a leopard and his arms and legs are gone. When Timmy Johnson broke his neck, it was a crying shame. He wasn't really Irish, but he went to Notre Dame. McNamara crossed the street and by a bus was hit, but he was just a Scotsman, so nobody gave a shit.
Oh.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then we'll drink in once again.
Ta-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da drunken Uncle Brendan tried to drive him from the bar. The road rose up to meet him when he fell out of his car. Irony was what befell me great-granduncle Sam. He choked upon the very last potato in the land. Connor lived in Ulster town, he used to smuggle arms, until the British killed him and cut off his lucky charms. And dear old Father Flanagan, who left the Lord's employ, drunk on sacramental wine beneath the altar, boy.
Now everybody's dying, so until our tears are dry, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light, then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Someday soon I'll leave this world of pain and toil and sin. The Lord will take me by the hand to join all of me kin. Me only wish is when the Savior comes for me and you.
He kills the cast of Riverdance and Michael Flatley too. Now everybody's dying, so until our tears are dry, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then we'll drink in once again. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then we'll drink in once again. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
That fun. It makes me want to talk like this. I can't help it. It makes me wish I were Irish. Oh, they're after me lucky charms. Top of the morning to ya. Sorry, guys. I can't help it. That was Da Vinci's Notebook, which I actually think they are Canadian. And also, in honor of St. Patrick's Day, I'd like to propose an Irish drinking game. So stop whatever you're doing, unless you're operating heavy machinery, and grab a bottle of your favorite anything and a reasonably clean glass, pull up a chair, and get ready. Here are the rules. Every time you hear the word
acapella,
take a drink. It's simple. Very simple game. You can play at home. And you have about an hour to complete this game, starting right now. Or if you'd like to play it again later, you can go back to our website, kskq.org, and download the show from the archives. So, this is a song that I found on YouTube. It's not strictly a cappella, but it's kind of in the ballpark. Kind of continuing on with our bar theme, this is a bunch of tough British guys who like European soccer. And in the video, they're all holding beers because they probably wouldn't be singing this song if they weren't drunk up to their eyeballs. This is a bunch of tough guys singing Truly Madly Deeply by Savage Garden.
I'll be your dream, I'll be your wish, I'll be your fantasy.
I'll be your hope, I'll be your love, be everything that you need.
I love you more with every breath, truly, madly, deeply do. I will be strong, I will be faithful, cause I'm counting on a new beginning.
This is one of the most amazing videos I've ever seen. These crazy, like, British bruiser guys that look like they could, like, two of them could take down an elephant. And they're all pissed off looking, and they're half drunk, and some of them are missing teeth. I think they're all fans of a particular European soccer team. And they're all singing this awesome song. Look it up if you get a chance. It's, I think it's under Tough Guys, Truly, Madly, Deeply. And just look it up on YouTube. It's very impressive. I don't know who choreographed it or who even got them to do it, but they must have been pretty drunk. So, remember that Irish drinking game that we just recently started? I hope you do. I hope you're not at that point yet. I'm about to make you regret that. So, this is the correct spelling of the word a cappella. Okay. There's about 7 different choices here. I'm going to rattle them off really quickly. I'm going to go through them. So I thought you would want to know. There's A, C-A-P-P-E-L-L-A. There's A-C-A-P-P-E-L-L-A. A-C-A-P-E-L-L-A. A-C-A-P, or A, space, C-A-P-E-L-L-A. Or A, C-A-P-E-L-A.
Acapella.
The phrase acapella is among the most butchered and misunderstood musical terms. The predominant and most correct spelling is A, space, C-A-P-P-E-L-L-A. 2 words, 2 P's, and 2 L's. Musicologists have fun debating the extent to which acapella, or in the style of the chapel, can include instrumental accompaniment. Some argue that early sacred acapella performances would sometimes include instruments that double human voice part. So the correct definition of acapella should be something like singing without independent musical accompaniment. A-C-A-P-E-L-L-A. Some musical dictionaries indicate the Italian a cappella is preferred over the Latin a cappella, with one P, yet both are technically correct. The phrase was first used in Italian Catholic churches, where Latin was the language for sacred text. However, most other musical terms are Italian in origin. Then there's A-C-A-P-E-L-L-A. I know you're going to have a hard time differentiating between all of these, but there's not a whole lot I can do about that since this is the radio and not TV. So A-C-A-P-E-L-L-A. Joining the two Italian words together to make one word is a popular variation in the U.S. For many street corner singing fans, a cappella means unaccompanied singing of 50s and early 60s songs. A more recent second meaning of a cappella has emerged. Heavy use of electronically manipulated voice, which can sound like any other synthesized instrument, has chipped away at the idea of singing without instruments. There's now a third meaning that has emerged on urban music singles, voices without instrument tracks, which, as I have found out, just sounds stupid. Even on largely rap songs, an a cappella mix will stand on its own. Other misspellings of this word include A, C-A-P-E-L-A, O-C-C-A-P-E-L-L-A, O-X-A-P-E-L-L-O, A-C-A-P-P-E-L-L-O. So once again, the correct spelling is A, space, C-A-P-P-E-L-L-A.
A cappella.
So maybe that's a bit more than you wanted to know, but now you know how to spell it, right? So this next one is actually, well, I found it on YouTube. It's a video that got me originally inspired by a cappella music. These are the California Golden Overtones. They're an all-girl, completely student-run musical group on the UC Berkeley campus. You can watch more of their videos on their official website at www.overtones.berkeley.edu. And this song is Let Go by Frou Frou, done in a cappella by the California Golden Overtones.
Cause it's all going on without you.
That was California Golden Overtones. And I don't know, there's something amazing about watching five or six people harmonize and pretend to be different instruments with their voice. It's not quite as cool over the radio, but watching them is just amazing. Of course, it could have been because these five or six girls were incredibly hot, but no, I think it was because they were incredibly talented. That's probably what inspired me to get into a cappella music originally. Yeah, I think so. So, moving on, this next person is a really good friend of mine and someone I've actually been looking forward to having some of their music on here. This is Cornflower. He's a local artist whose music emerges intuitively through something he calls a cappella scat. He uses vocal percussion or beatboxing as a foundation to his vocal melodies and sound effects. He also uses a loop pedal that allows him to layer his vocal instrumentations real time. Cornflower's collaborated with the likes of Bobby McFerrin, Jeff Pivar, Scott Huckabee, and many other artists and musicians. You can find out more and get his music at cornflowermusic.com. This is One Drop off of his newly released album, Journey into Sound.
Hopefully
Was Cornflower. Man, I love his stuff. This guy really knows what he's doing. It's not necessarily a cappella, although it is. He's accompanying himself, and there's no actual instruments. He is the instrument. Although he does use a loop pedal. But his stuff, watching him live is amazing. If you get a chance, see one of his concerts live. He does a number of them here in Ashland and around town. It's magical. So this next person is more of a beatboxer, and he's not strictly a cappella, but he's not a cappella either. The amazing thing is he accompanies himself without instruments and without a loop pedal. This is Razel, someone I found a while ago and was incredibly impressed with. And this is his kind of his traditional song. It's more of a taste of what he can do. It's called If Your Mother Only Knew.
If your mother only knew. If your mother only knew. If your mother only knew that you was trying to get with me. If your mother only knew. If your mother only knew. She probably threw you out of home. You'll probably be a born apartments all alone. Your mother only knew.
This is the tricky part. The beat and the chorus at the same time. I'm gonna slow it down a little bit so y'all can hear the pronunciation on everything I'm saying. Check it out.
If your mother only knew. If your mother only knew.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
All my dreams.
troubles seem so far away. Now it seems as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly
Southern Oregon Jobs with Justice proudly supports KSKQ LP 94.9 FM in Ashland, Oregon. Southern Oregon Jobs with Justice brings together labor unions, religious congregations, student groups, and community organizations to improve working people's standard of living, job security, and their right to organize. Visit their website at www.sojwj.org. KSKQ thanks Southern Oregon Jobs with Justice for supporting community radio.
Acapella.
Creamy, creamy coconut.
And deep dark chocolate.
Chocolate, coconut, and chocolate.
Wow.
Luscious, creamy, crunchy, creamy, creamy coconut.
And yummy milk chocolate.
Chocolate, crunchy nuts, and chocolate.
Mmm, yum, yum.
Almond joy.
Wow.
Almond joy.
For a pure chocolate coconut escape from the everyday, there's nothing like Mounds and Almond Joy, the 5-minute vacation.
Every day I wake up, pour myself a cup of that rich Folgers aroma. The best part of waking up, it's the doo-wop, doo-wop in all I do. The mango aroma always coming through. Oh, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. Now I'm right in harmony with that doo-wop, doo-wop ditty. Whoa, one more cup and it's a hoo-wop, shoo-wop for me. Oh, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. The best part of waking up is Folgers.
That was Rockapella, who has done a number of commercials and other songs. You can find out more about them at rockapella.com. The song before that was Yesterday by Boyz II Men, an actual legitimate a cappella band. No offense, all you collegiate a cappella bands that I've played so far, your time will come. But here's some more fun facts about a cappella music. A cappella originally was, and still often is, used in religious music, especially church music. Gregorian chant is an example of a cappella singing, as is the majority of sacred vocal music from the Renaissance. A cappella music began to develop in Europe around the late 1400s. Early a cappella may have had an accompanying instrument, although this instrument would merely double the singer's parts and was not independent. Opponents of musical instruments in the Christian worship believe that they are supported by the New Testament and church history. In the New Testament, when God was worshipped in song, it was performed a cappella regardless of the day or setting. Unfortunately, instruments have divided Christendom since their introduction into worship. They were considered a Catholic innovation not widely practiced until the 18th century, and were opposed vigorously in worship by the majority of Protestant reformers. Contemporary a cappella includes many vocal groups and bands who add vocal percussion or beatboxing to create a pop rock sound, in some cases very similar to bands with instruments. Barbershop music is one of the few uniquely American art forms. The earliest reports of this style of a cappella music involved African Americans. The earliest documented quartets all began in barbershops. In the 1938, the first formal men's barbershop organization was formed, known as the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America, or SPEBSQSA. It's a fantastic acronym. And in 2004, it was rebranded itself and officially changed its public name to the Barbershop Harmony Society, or BHS. Not quite as good as the other acronym. In 1945, the first formal women's barbershop organization, Sweet Adelines, was formed. It's not clear exactly where collegiate a cappella began. Rensselaerics of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, formerly known as the RPI Glee Club, established in 1873 as perhaps the oldest known collegiate a cappella group. However, the longest continuously singing group is probably the Whiffenpoofs of Yale University, who I'm sure never got made fun of, which was formed in 1909. This next song is by a group called Ithaca Pella. They're the Ithaca College Men's Chorus. The group has grown from its choral roots to become one of the premier male collegiate a cappella groups in the world. You can find out more at www.ithacapella.com.
Feel your halo. I pray you won't fade away. I can
Love that version. Now that was Halo, originally by Beyonce, the a cappella version by Ithacappella. This next group is the Accordants. They're an all-male a cappella group at University of North Carolina. You can find out more about them at www.accordants.com. Now I'm going to give you a little back history on the song that they're singing. It's called McPherson's Rant. It's originally a Scottish song. And it's about a famous Scottish outlaw named James McPherson. At St. Rufus Fair in Keith, he was attacked and captured after a fierce fight. According to the traditional account, a woman dropped a blanket over him from a window, and he was disarmed before he could get free of it. It was still at that time a criminal offense merely to be an Egyptian, or gypsy. You know, I didn't actually know that gypsy was short for Egyptian. Now I do. In Scotland, and it was under this statute that McPherson was tried in November 1700. While under sentence of death, McPherson is said to have composed the tune of the rant, and he is also said to have played it under the gallows and then to have broken his fiddle either across his knee or over the executioner's head. It is universally believed in the Northeast that a reprieve was on its way at the time of the execution and that the town clock was put forward a quarter of an hour so that McPherson could be hanged before the reprieve arrived. This is McPherson's Rant in a cappella by the Accordants.
There were hell ye dungeons, dark and strong. Farewell, farewell to thee. MacPherson's time will nor be long. On yonder gallows tree. Turn and he died. his hand that I was condemned to die. Up on the ledge in a window she stood, and a blanket she threw on me. Say it auntly, say wantonly, say it auntly, get me. He played a tune and he danced it through along the gallows tree. The reprieve was coming on the brig of bands to let MacPherson free. But they hit the clock a quarter four and hanged him to a tree. Say it wantonly, say wantonly, say it wantonly, get he. He played a tune and he danced it round along the gallows tree. Say it wantonly, say wantonly, say it wantonly, get he. Tune and he danced it round along the gallows tree.
Now that song makes me want to speak in a Scottish accent. Ach, aye laddie, there you go then. Hello brother, there's a moose loose about this hoose. Ben, that one was for you. That was, in my opinion, a perfect example of a cappella being used to do background instruments. The bagpipes were all just people in a stand, and the percussion, same thing. I thought that was very well done. By the way, I'm part Scottish, so it's totally okay for me to pretend to be Scottish. Of course, I guess that means that I was making fun of the Irish earlier. Man, I probably just started another race war. You know, I wield so much power in this booth here, I sometimes forget that it must be tempered with responsibility. Ireland, I apologize. So next up, the PS22 Chorus is an elementary school chorus composed of 60 to 70 fifth graders from Public School 22 in Graniteville, Staten Island, New York. They performed with Beyoncé, Lady Gaga, Stevie Nicks, Tori Amos, and more. You can watch more of their performances at ps22chorus.blogspot.com. This is Ithaca Capella and the PS22 Chorus singing Fireflies by Owl City.
lover's eyes.
Holiness is what I recognize.
I see the truth in everyone.
Let us stand and live as one.
United everywhere. With love replacing fear.
We are one. We are one.
Eternal, we have come.
We have come.
Let us live the peace as one.
Come here together everywhere.
It's time for love to vanquish fear.
I know that was an acapella. I just got a little bit carried away with all that awesome oneness. The voices were speaking to me, and I just went with it. So here we are. We're almost at the end of our show. But before we go, get out a pen and paper. It's time for Spell Speak.
Spell Speak.
So if you can keep up, you'll be able to decipher this very important message. Once you're done, be the first to email me this message at trevor@kskq.org, and you'll get a prize. If you need to hear it again, the show will be up in the archive section at kskq.org later tonight. Here we go. A-C-A-P-P-E-L-L-A. Yes. Okay, so the first person to send that to me at trevor@kskq.org will get an awesome prize. Our closing song tonight will be Jesus Walks by Kanye West. It's a remix in a cappella. And if we have time, I might play a couple of other interesting things. Coming up after this is Whistling in the Dark, which you may enjoy if you haven't died from alcohol poisoning already. Thank you for listening to my show. If you have feedback or suggestions for the show or just want to say hi, email me at trevor@kskq.org. Tune in again next Tuesday at 7 on kskq.org 94.9 FM.
You
You've been listening to The Alternative Show, which would not be possible without substantial donations from Antiseptic and Earl E. Bird, created by Aaron Tires and Billy Club, with producer Terry Cloth, editor Mae Baleen, our research team of Barbara Blacksheep and Shirley U. Jess, librarian Anita Honjob, production coordinator Matt Tress, studio engineers Idaho and Randy Peters. Special thanks to Howie Kisses, High Marks, Phil R. Monick, Harry P. Ness, Hugh Suck, and my good friend Richard Tees, patent lawyer Meg O'Tun, Mary K. Cosmetic saleswoman Doris Close, and of course our French teacher Mademoiselle Viva La France. A very special thanks to Al Gore for inventing the internet, without which this nearly live streaming broadcast would not be possible. This show is broadcast live on location at Walt Disney's Tomorrowland theme park in Disneyland, France.
Et la piscine dans le Disneyland Resort, c'est plus bon, magnifique.
Featuring the host with the most, Trevor S. Thomas, and yours truly, Alan Wrench. You're listening to KSKQ 94.9 FM, Ashland Radio, a product of the Multicultural Association of Oregon. Thank you, and good night.
We're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Wherever there's a pool, there's always a flirt. Anytime the school, there'll always be homework. Wherever there's a beat, there's always a drum. Anytime there's fun, there's always Coca-Cola.
Shine, the birds always sing. As long as there is thirst, there's always the real thing. Coca-Cola's always the one. Whenever there is fun, there's always Coca-Cola.
God showed me the way, now the devil can't break me down. Between the girls and the jewelry, the devil try and lure me. If you or me, Jesus walks with me. My pastor shaking his head, he ain't sure of me, but surely Jesus walks with me. Then he asked, do you say your prayers at least 2 a week? I ain't talking to God, I know what I've been doing, G. Do you know how I be embarrassed? My prayers sound like Ben Stiller's on Meet the Parents. And I ain't good with that give us this day. The slaves is trying to give us free. I'm trying to give us paid. Man, you know how them strippers was. We was all ghetto fabulous. All at the rooms at the Sybaris. From the jacuzzi water, can you cleanse us? Can you please unfold my Cartier lenses? God sends signs sometimes only in glimpses. For me, I almost died. Falling asleep in them Benzes. There's something about this beat that get me tranquilized. And when I play it at my shows, I feel sanctified. And he gives me direction when I can't decide. He is alive. How could you tell me that he ain't when I said
Jesus,
God showed me the way. Now the devil can't break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And now I think there's something I can say now that'll right my wrongs. I finally talk to God, I ain't afraid, cause his love is so strong.
Boy, you take my name, take my fame. Why you at it, take my shame. Take my flaws, take my blame. Feel my dirt, conceal my hurt. See my bruise, and then say you will walk in my shoes. You wasn't there when I was in deep thought. When I had two choices, kill him or even leave New York. But I'm a truth teller, that's why I say what I'm saying. And only thing the radio playing is cause you be paying. It ain't about a really hot no more. Beats with knock no more, so who cares? Who flip flop no more. I realize that most labels pay you for lies and only blow up dudes gay in disguise. Is that your favorite artist? I know you hear that, huh? You wanna fear that? What? Your worst dream is that you is gonna hear that, huh? Con the rapper, slash John the Baptist. Prepared the way for what I came to say today. They deceived us, had to thinking Jesus really didn't need us when he loved the Oyes. He let them boys in the hallway up in Broadway, even those who re-up for dope every 4 days to the strippers. And-